If you'd like to have any question, please ask. Then any question, yes, please.
What should I do during meditation inside? I have some ideas from what I've seen and heard and what I've read of your university lectures, but I'm not sure. Could I have your guidance on this?
Yes, you have a picture of mine, my transcendental consciousness. So you look at that picture and try to empty your mind. If thoughts come into your mind, say they are creating problem for you, try to empty them. Do not allow them, just throw them into that consciousness which you observe during the meditation. And if there are divine thoughts come, say you will love the world, you will serve God, you want a world of happiness, and you will offer peace. Those ideas, if you get, then you treasure them. But undivine thoughts, fear, doubt, anxiety, worries, jealousy, or those things, just throw them aside. Try to either throw them or destroy them in the beginning. Only try to make the mind as quiet and calm as possible. And this is with regard to your inner meditation. But if you can have a few friends who are aspiring, preferably your brother and sister disciples, then automatically you will be inspired by them. Inspiration itself is strength. So you please, since you do not have any center in Santa Cruz, you try to come here as often as possible, and also from here also, whenever they are in a position, the disciples from this center will go and inspire you. You will keep your place very meditative, clean and spiritual. Definitely they will go to meditate at your place, even if you do not have said one more disciple, you are enough. Your sincerity will be appreciated and admired. And they will go here, from here, go to your place when they are in a position to go and meditate. And on your part, you please try to come here as often as possible. Here the door of this center will remain always open to you. And also the disciples who belong to other centers, if you can make it, if you are in a position to come from time to time to get inspiration from this center, where most of this center is doing in the extreme level. So from other centers, if you need inspiration and increase your aspiration, do come here. As people come to your centers, you come here. And then again you invite them to offer your inspiration and aspiration. When the center grows up, the centers that you are now in, you invite them. If our center, say, in Phoenix does well, and Vancouver, Victoria, and center here, you invite them. It has to be mutual, reciprocal. But right now, I wish you to come to this place as often as possible, because from here, you will be able to receive, achieve abundant light. Because here, people been with us for some time and have gone deep within and accepted the path, some of them wholeheartedly, so here you'll get tremendous aspiration. And then again you can go to Vancouver, there are 2-3 disciples, and you can go to Victoria, we are opening up a center there, like that you can go. But here I used to say the center is well founded, well established, very solid in San Francisco. So if you come here, you will get solid strength, inspiration, illumining inspiration, fulfilling aspiration. So please come here